Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie. Follow Ryan on Twitter
at Tubberty 2FM.
I did.
I live like a monk every Thursday.
Do
with
you
a view
now?
To keeping the act together for Friday.
Of course you do.
I couldn't come in here on a. In any state of disrepair on a Friday.
But you wouldn't anyway.
No, I wouldn't. That's true.
No. Oh, is the microphone on?
The
look
microphone
at us talking about how wonderful you
and
are.
How amazing.
What a responsible man you
my,
are.
We know that's worth a chuckle.
Now listen, let's just go back an hour when you started talking about me. What did you say about me?
She we must said you're be about 19 months pregnant.
But, do you not know how pregnancy works? I only announced it 5 months ago.
It seems to be going on forever.
No, it doesn't. It's just that you're very easily bored by me in particular.
I do have ADD of the pregnant women.
I've only got about 6 or 7 weeks left, so I'm feeling like something from...
There's more to go.
Blackfish.
Blackfish. It's beginning to feel like something from Dumbo. Because how long do they gestate for?
22 months.
Yeah, well, it's beginning to have that vibe off it.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, here we go. You're calling me fat. No, I'm not. You're slim as... And there's not a pick on you, as we like to offend thin women.
Everyone is obsessed.
When
you're not pregnant, everyone's obsessed with your size. When you are pregnant, everyone's obsessed with your size. So now I'm getting...
But you don't have the waddle.
I think the waddle must come from some kind of hip problem.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't get...
You're not doing that side left to right
no.
to left dum, to right
dum,
thing.
Dum, 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 dum.
Well, and you're not puffing and panting.
No.
You've got it just looks all very... It just all looks very...
Well, no, I spoke to someone recently that said, are you enjoying just stuffing your face and not worrying about it? And I went, well, I'm just eating normally, but... This is the girl who said she'd been on a diet her whole life and used it to just not be on a diet, so put on 5.5 stone.
Well, that's some gals do that, isn't that this?
Yeah.
Some ladies want to...
Anyway, nearly there.
Anyway, you look well, I have to say, on the strength of it all. You do.
That's the lack of alcohol.
Yeah, it probably is. Your skin is great.
Well, someone said to me, the pregnancy glow is down to not smoking and not drinking. So that actually could be true. No, not that I didn't.
Nothing
I don't
to do
smoke,
with the child.
No, I don't think so. Although they do say that you have all this sort of new blood running through your body, so actually it's quite has a youthening effect.
You're carrying. You've got like a human being inside
everything
you.
Everything is. I know. I'm at the creepy
like
stage now, where it's all
being.
Elbows and knees sticking out, and yeah.
Is it
like,
magnificent or freaky?
A little from column A, a lot from column B.
Right. I don't know if I like that ratio.
And you stay awake half the night. Yeah, I'm just an oddball anyway. I'm sure once he's here, I'll go, Stefan, so you'll miss your bump, you'll miss being pregnant. And I don't think I will.
When do you worry about turning over at night and putting your face, say, in the pillow and then the baby kind of going, that's not good for me, that look.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I just baby ventriloquism. Hurry. That'd be a good Britain's Got Talent act.
It
the world's
brilliant.
Worst ventriloquist act. Unborn baby ventriloquism.
Through a scam.
Well, I'm making this documentary about childbirth, so I've done nothing myself, but I've learned a lot through doing this show. And I was up in the Coombe on Wednesday. We were having a look at the Waterbird suite, and I may have had to strip down to a swimsuit.
Yeah.
So I'm still recovering from that.
And we're going to see you in a swimsuit.
So I just... Well, like I said, have you ever seen them moving the orcas around SeaWorld?
Yeah. Oh, they lift. Okay, it's like that.
No, don't worry. No, it's not.
Oh, no, I thought it was.
No, there's a lot of dignity. Sorry, I'm saying all the wrong things.
Anyway, so what are we talking about this morning?
Let's move on. We are talking about, you today, post-event blues. It was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, but it's...
So do you have post-event blues?
No, because I really am not big birthday material. Even though I noticed you brought in a delicious cake today.
No, that's just a snack for me after the show.
Oh, yeah, it would be, of course.
So that's
the
Levens and
full.
I did, and
I loved it last time.
I applied the "if it ain't broke" rule and just made you a coffee cake.
I adore
sans nuts.
Well, it is an absolute 10 out of 10.
I've brought in brownies before, and you went, "I don't like brownies."
Correct.
So what kind of chocolate's that?
Yeah.
Oh, is that good quality chocolate? Oh,
yeah.
For Jesus! So
I'm
I just
right.
brought in a coffee cake.
Great.
So, anyway.
Is there anyone,
happy
is there anyone
birthday.
Upstairs that can organise tea and cake? And can we have some tea and everything while we're talking?
I stole some plates. I brought some paper plates down for
did you.
Did you? Yes, I did.
So that's all. It's just the tea then.
I was going to 3D print them, but I thought, no, I'll just steal it from upstairs. But anyway, I think getting back to what we're actually talking about. Yes, yesterday was your birthday. If, for example, it had been a really big birthday like you had a couple of years ago. Mm. I know you're like me. I hate birthdays.
I'm
it's not getting
fan.
Older. I just... actually don't like being the centre of attention in that way, and I find it a bit
bizarrely for all my showy offy thing. I just don't like that sort of
thing.
And
you are a monumental show off.
One of the bigger ones you'll ever meet. But I just don't like the fuss of it.
Yeah, neither don't do like I. But if you did like the fuss of it, and it was, say, your 21st, 30th, 40th,
that's fun.
Then you might have been working up to it for a long time, and you might be suffering from post-event blues. And we actually touched on this about a year, or maybe even 2 years ago. We did a thing on post-wedding blues, post-nuptial depression. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Which is now a diagnosable condition. But actually, it's part of a bigger issue called post-event blues. And I was thinking about this week because I was talking to a friend of mine who works as a counsellor, and she said before the referendum last week, she said whatever the outcome of this referendum, she had the yes side, there's going to be an awful lot of mental health issues amongst the campaigners and the yes side. I said, don't be crazy. I said, if it goes through, they'll be delighted. If it doesn't go through, they'll be disappointed, obviously. And she went, no, she said, not just the people who are campaigning and canvassing and wearing the badges and putting notes on social media, but the people who have actually had dedicated the last maybe 5, 10, even 20 years of their lives to this. It is the ultimate. If you think somebody who has been planning a wedding, I'm not comparing that to a wedding, obviously, but there'll be a lot more weddings now, won't there?
There'll be loads. Woo-hoo. And they'll all bring money into the economy and romance into the world.
Only a good thing. Well, I love, there was a number of people who said, of course I want gays to be out married. They should be as miserable as the rest of us.
I heard that. I liked that. Yeah. I got it at that.
Made everyone
in
smile.
In the canteen behind the counter.
There was a gay friend of mine who's been with his partner for a while. And I said, are you going to get married? And he went, I have no interest in getting married. I said, but that's not the point.
No, it's just
he said, for me. And his partner was there looking, what? I don't think he knew. Anyway, there's no nice names. But this phenomenon, I guess, this type of sadness or depression, and it can be a depression, can apply to anything that somebody has put a lot of emotional or physical planning into. So, for example, someone who's running their first marathon, they might have taken 6 months to train for that. So they've changed their diet, they've changed their routine, they're not going to the pub on a Friday, they're up early, and then it's gone. And the other big thing happening at the moment, obviously the marriage equality referendum was a big one. And if you think somebody like, now David Norris has an awful lot on his plate as well, he's always going to be a busy man, but somebody like him who may have spent a big chunk of their life campaigning for this, it's suddenly over. So yes, there's the euphoria and the exhilaration of we did it, but then after that it's
is that it?
It's almost like in a smaller way. It's like everyone knows the inevitable sinking feeling that you get after a holiday. People say a holiday is a great thing. You come back and you go, God, I feel a bit down now. And I have a friend, not a very good friend because she's nuts, who has said to me recently, she said, I'm almost considering not going on holidays again because I hate. There's about a month afterwards where I am so miserable that I'm not still on holidays. And I said, well, then maybe you need to look at the other aspects of your life. What is making you so miserable in your day-to-day life that you're thinking of not going on any more holidays? This time of year as well, of course, the leaving cert is a big one.
For
now, if you asked anyone, if you asked me, when did I do mine? Jeez, 1972 in my rocking chair.
Yeah.
I would have said, I just can't wait for it all to be over. But there has to be an inevitable come down because it's not just the exams, but it's one of the biggest events of your life up to that point.
Yeah.
Now, after time, we won't say to all the young people out there doing it that, you know, it isn't going to be the biggest thing you ever do and life will move on and you'll do lots of other things that will tell. I mean, people say now, how many points did you get? I genuinely can't remember. And not because I'm trying to hide, I go, oh, I'd have to look it up. I can't
painful
remember.
Painful exam, painful time.
It is, but afterwards, either there's celebrations, there's fun, but then there is this weird month around the results time where kids kind of think, well, I'm not going back to school, or maybe some of them are going back to school.
And the
I don't know what's happening next. I've worked so hard, and they do feel a little bit bereft, and then they feel strange for feeling that way. So, also, post-event blues.
Well, I get it a little bit after the Late Late Show finishes.
Do you?
Yeah, you get a bit, what am I doing next Friday? What? And it's the routine is gone.
Yeah.
And the sense that you see, the Late Late Show, for example, is a very heightened sense of emotion and concentration and everything else. It's a performance. It's exhausting. It's actually like being hit by a bus. A happy bus, but a bus. And a bus made of marshmallows.
A bus that explodes in glitter when it hits
There's
you.
A bit of that. And you've got the radio 5 days. And so it's a lot going on. And when it stops, it's like the top being turned off.
Well, performance is another one that's very high up.
Yeah, it would be.
People who've, musicians, performers, broadcasters like yourself, who are working working towards something. Now yours is every week, but it's still, it's a mini build up every week and then a bit of a come down.
Yeah.
But at least for you, you do know it's finite amount of time off. You can enjoy your time off. You know it's coming back. And then you probably by September go, oh, I could do another month off, to be honest.
No, actually it's the opposite. I get around mid July, I start getting excited again.
Do you?
Yeah, like today now is the last Late Show, and I'm really tired today because it's just, I know it's coming, and I'm just banjax from running all the time.
Well, it is like the last exam, really, isn't it?
It's like the last exam, but I'm also then, I know that by 5 o'clock today, I'll just be on top of the world with excitement because I know it's going to be good fun tonight.
Is it a good show tonight?
It's going to be fun tonight. There's a lot of silliness going on, and I like that. So it'll all be good. But again, you know, because I remember talking to Gay about this, Gay Byrne, and I said, how are you after the show comes to an end? And he was very honest and said that.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, banjaxed for the birds, my friend. And he said,
I don't like giving you compliments, but that is very good.
Oh, thanks, Maya.
And I like your endo as well. That's the end of the
compliments. We leave it there, says he. I'm quoting our pearl, Bill. We leave it there, so. We're stars coming on tonight as well to talk about Bill and Gilesy and Dunphy.
It's very sad week.
Yeah, it's a desperate. And of course, Derek Davis and Tony Fenton. And, you know, it's been a tough old few months for people and their families around the place. But, so I mentioned to Gay about the end of the Lele, and he said that Kathleen would say to him, listen, you just go for a walk for a week and I'll see you when you come back. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going to head out west and just disappear for a few days.
Really?
And then I'll be back.
How lovely.
Yeah.
Mind you don't get lost.
Lost.
Yeah. That was a bit wishful. Mind you don't get lost there, huh?
I think you're right.
I asked around because obviously there are the obvious ones like you know, musicians, people doing exams, marathon runners, campaigners, activists. But I got some interesting replies. One woman who'd been planning her husband's 40th birthday, and she'd been planning it for 6 months as a surprise. And she said she felt like she had undone all the good work because after the party, he was like, this is brilliant, thanks so much for that. And she was then absolutely miserable for 3 months afterwards. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm not planning cake decorations. I'm not counting chairs. Yeah. I'm not doing RSVPs, which is similar to a wedding. This one was interesting. A man who had lost over half his body weight in his 30s, he'd been overweight his whole life. In his 30s, went enough's enough, he had health problems. And it took him about, I think he said 3 or 4 years, got to his goal. Everybody was applauding him and saying, this is amazing. And he stated it. He said that was 5 years ago. He said, now he still feels like he's never achieved anything as big as that. And he said, I almost feel like I want to go back to that time and do it all again. And that's the thing, what you have to do, apparently the experts would tell you, is find a new goal. Because for some people, goals in life are very important. So you do have to, for someone who, say, has been running a marathon, not saying you have to run another one, but just start something else.
What's next? Yeah. There's a lot of people go.
And then I got a lot of people saying, the come down after a good festival. That is not what we're talking
about.
Not in
the slightest.
Alcohol or chemically induced
precisely.
Come downs.
You can keep yourself just. I remember reading Bob Geldof's book and the last scene after all the build up to Live Aid and the running around and just the craziness of it.
And huge one, isn't it?
Kind of came on stage and there was stragglers. They sitting on and they left in the crowd and shouts up and sees Geldof walking along stage, kind of taking it all and go, and your man looks up and says, is that it? And he called his book, Is That It?
Yeah.
After your man.
Is that where it came from?
Where it came from. If I'm right in saying that, it's never read it many years ago.
It's such a brilliant title for a book and I never knew where it came from.
I think that's it, if I'm right. Is That It? Because he just went, well, what more do you want? And then, of course, he'd have to go on, Geldof. Yeah. And, you know, some people are just always striving to
he
do
He is one
thing.
Of those people who would come under that heading of activist who needs to always be doing something.
Yeah. Well, I believe Bono now, after a tour, would also probably need to head for the hills for a week just to come down, because it's a lot of, you know, for somebody like him, that's a lot of roaring and shouting and
adulation.
Well, you
speak to people who are part of small music groups and drama groups who go on tour or who do a run of shows, and they feel it. So you can imagine, multiply that by 100,000.
There was a drama, you know, a play in my house with a teenager recently, and they all came off it because you could collect them from the rehearsal the odd time or the after the thing, and it was that almost post Irish College thing.
Yeah,
we'll meet again. We'll be friends forever. You know, even Irish College was a big event for people. 3 weeks.
Yeah, I never went to Irish College. I was rubbish at drama.
It was a big thing. You didn't have
I was just a geek.
None of this is resonating.
No.
Listen, let's take a break and we'll come back in a second. The voting lines are closed, by the way. The Irish Life Mammy of the Year. It's exciting.
I have my favourite. I'm saying nothing.
coming, the giants of the oceans to Belfast, the famous Titanic city full of amazing attractions. Join the majestic tall ships in Belfast Harbour from the 2nd to the 5th of July at this free four-day world-class event with international markets, quayside entertainment and our famous hospitality. Visit Belfast for the day or a short stay. Go to tallshipsbelfast.com for more information. The race starts in Belfast this summer.
Now is the perfect time to escape from it all for summer. And Eason is making it extra easy with our buy one, get one half price offer on the summer's best books. There's hundreds to choose from, including best-selling fiction, sport, thrillers, biography, and of course, children's books. Whatever you're into this summer, get into Eason.
It's Bank Holiday Bonanza Weekend at Ryanair. Get 25% off selected flights from June to September. Offer ends midnight Monday. Ryanair, low fares made simple. See ryanair.com for more details.
Your bank manager doesn't ring you with encouraging words.
Andy, this is Brendan here from the bank. Anyway, we're just ringing to say fair play, you're a real credit.
And yet, for some reason, lots of us still keep paying them senseless fees. Well, when you've had enough of paying money for no reason, it's time for a new bank. Ditch senseless fees and switch your current account today on 1890 800 914. It's permanent TSB. It's back to basics.
If €1,500 isn't lodged each month, €12 quarterly fee applies. Available to personal customers over 18. E-statements only. Terms, conditions and other charges apply. See our charges booklet. Permanent TSB PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Text Ryan now.
51552.
Tubridy on 2FM.
It's lovely. Thank you so much, Nicola. We have now the cake. Everyone outside, have a slice of cake. And Derek Mooney's just gone by there. Tell him he can have a slice too. He's welcome to a slice of cake. Sorry, Maya.
He's not allowed to have any cake.
Why?
I don't know. I've just...
Can you read anything?
Of course you can.
Is that screen on?
No.
Oh, damn,
nobody cares. I've just been forgotten. The cake comes in and that's it.
Too good to be forgotten. Oh.
Well, let's give people...
Too good to be forgotten. What is it? Like Scritti Politti or something?
I have no idea. Somebody in the 50s...
No, it's 80s.
When you were in your prime,
to be forgotten.
No?
It's got the same sort of vibe.
Well, then you're singing it really bad. Let's give people some advice on what they can do about post-event blues.
Amazulu sang.
Did you look that up?
No, the last did.
Anyway, so after any big event, is it okay? Oh, look at your happy little boat race, huh? To rest and relax after any big event and give yourself a break. So all the kids doing the Leaving Cert, everyone who was campaigning for the marriage referendum, if you've been planning your wedding or a birthday, just enjoy the silence afterwards. And things like if you're going for a walk and you say, this time last week I had to study or I had to knock on doors and have people shout in my face, now I'm not doing that. Just enjoy it for a little while. Not for too long. I was once invited to a PowerPoint wedding photo presentation.
Whoa.
A year after the wedding. And this girl, she just couldn't let it go. It's like, no, there comes a point where let it go and move on. Get back into a routine. Routine isn't so bad. Routine can be a good thing. And if you are someone who really has to, some people live from one big event to the next. There are people who, there's one other person who was on that original list I had said, she's planning her daughter's 6th birthday at the moment. After that, it's the holiday. And she had to come September, I'll start planning Christmas. And obviously I said to her, thank you very much for your input. But I felt like saying to her, maybe you need to find something else for you in your life. Be it, I don't think she's working outside the home, maybe volunteering or doing something else for her. Because living from one event to the next too much is not living in the present, which is not a good thing. But most of us aren't great at that.
No, I haven't heard a word you said for the last 6 minutes.
Nom, nom, nom.
It's really...
How do you eat so much sugar and stay so skinny?
You know, yesterday I had a Boston cream donut, coffee slice, and then I had... had a gorgeous big dinner. They did a Christmas dinner basically in the counter yesterday.
Really?
A turkey and potatoes and gravy and dessert and
I
ate it all.
I absolutely hate that kind of food.
Oh, you see, that's the problem.
Apart from my mum's roast once every so often, lovely
Irish,
or Christmas.
Yeah.
The meat and two veg, I can take it or leave it, mainly leave it. More of a kind of one pot queen. But no, you'd be in the... Look at you, he can't... I wish you had a webcam. You cannot get that cake down his mouth fast enough.
That's a compliment.
La, 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 la. Have you watched that show, Shark? Amazing documentary on BBC. And all the sharks work together to attack the tiny little anchovies. And they corral them into a big circle. And then they go, brah! And they inhale about 100,000 tiny little fish in one go. That's what you've just done. It's sticky in your lungs now. Oh, no. Okay. Okay, well, I'll take over the show then.
Keep going there. You might actually have the baby. Have the baby. It's been a long time coming.
It hasn't been a long time coming. I'm 8 months pregnant. It takes 9.5 months. You know, it's nearly 10 months. All this 9 months.
But it feels like it's been going on since the Italia 90.
Oh, for no, it doesn't. Mm. You're so
it
mean.
It does. We call it Ray after Ray Houghton.
Hey, here's one of my... Well, do I know now? Italia 90. I used to be able to tell you the five penalties that got us in the order they were taken. I'll now put myself on the spot. Will I try and do it?
Yeah.
Okay, it was Sheedy.
Kevin Sheedy.
Houghton. Townsend. Cascarino. And then O'Leary. Is that right? In that order?
Is she right, lads?
Against Romania, our five penalties.
Is she right?
Am I right?
Look at all the sport biddies outside. Oh. Not a clue between them. Oh. Maya, tell Maya she will spend 9 months trying to get the baby out and 18 years trying to put it back.
Here. Thanks.
My wife, says Mark, was so much fun during the planning of our wedding. She was on a high for 6 months. The day after the wedding, all she could say was, now what have we got to look forward to? Thanks, wifey, says Mark.
Oh, well, we did talk about that before, and the thing about weddings is often the person who's planning it, which it does tend to be
the bride-to-be
and her family, is they see it, they forget that it's the beginning of something, and they're working towards it and see it as the end rather than the beginning. And you'd see it as, this is a build-up to the start of something new, not the end of something great.
Yeah.
But I felt a bit like that. You do feel a bit, like I said, bereft, because...
When did you feel like that?
After my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so much work. It was so much work.
What are you going to be like after the baby? That has been coming for the last 8 years.
I'm going to be one of those mums who gives it to other people very quickly. I'm not going to be a clingy mum. I've decided that. That's the advice I was given. There are some women who say, no, I'm going to be with the baby all the time, and then you end up with a clingy baby. This is just me trying to go away on my own for a weekend until the baby's born. Here!
You take it.
Yeah.
Now, what about... What did you use for the coffee element? Was it vanilla, coffee essence or...?
Oh, God, no. Real coffee.
It's really good.
No essence. You make very, very strong coffee with about sort of 4 spoons of coffee with just one tablespoon of hot water and really hot so it dissolves.
God,
oh, no, I don't
so
do...
Good.
I don't do essence.
Where did you get that recipe?
Essence is chemical.
Is it really? Okay. Is that from a book or...
No,
from
I made it up. Of course I didn't. Do you know what it's from?
No, do
which
tell.
Is amazing. And I credited her on Twitter with this because everyone was saying, where's the recipe
from?
That's
honest of you.
There is a Guardian food writer called Felicity Cloak, and she does the most amazing column called...
Felicity Cloak.
Yeah, she's listening now, actually. She's a big fan.
It's a great name.
She called The Ultimate. So she takes all these classic recipes, looks through all the best of them, makes them all, and then... from all of them sort of derives the perfect recipe. So everything from desserts like coffee cake to eggs benedict to fruit cakes to curries. It's the most amazing column. So if you want a surefire amazing classic recipe, look up Felicity Cloak. She has done all the hard work. She's looked through all the cookery books, all the classic recipes for you, and come up with the best.
Well, if your baby is as good as that cake, you are in for a great life together.
What a really strange...
compliment.
A comparison to make.
That's a tuplement, which is direct from my heart.
No. A tuplement is a nompliment. We know
no,
that.
No, it's not. A nompliment is...
Oh, you actually looked offended there for a second.
I was.
Genuinely.
Because a nompliment isn't a compliment at all.
I know.
A tuplement is actually one really from the heart.
I don't believe.
Massive difference.
Anything kind of comes out of your mouth.
I remember after the hype of organising our wedding, and on the day... everything went really well. A day later, I was sitting in Heathrow going on my honeymoon with my lovely new husband, crying my eyes out because of that the feeling was over. So it is. It's a total phenomenon. The post-event
mood. It usually wouldn't hit till after the honeymoon. I hope she had a good honeymoon.
I'd say she did. She could still be on it.
Oh, I loved my honeymoon. It was great.
Where'd you go again?
Vietnam. And it was the longest my husband and I have spent together. Ever since we moved in together 6 months ago. Hasn't been going great, I won't lie. I wouldn't recommend doing it that way. Kidding, of course. No, I wanted to go somewhere...
Vietnam, and what was it, 1976?
That It does. It's a strange place. I love Southeast Asia, and I've spent a year in Malaysia. I've travelled around Thailand extensively, and I've been to little bits of Cambodia. But I wanted to go somewhere new, because nothing worse than being with someone who's going, oh, the last time I was here. It's like, yeah, do you know what? I've heard those stories. So I hadn't been to Vietnam, neither had he, so we went. And it does feel, there's a strange shadow of communism still lingering over it. And being on honeymoon, we had a few drinks of an evening. So the idea was stay up late, get up late, but everything closes quite early. Not so much in Ho Chi Minh City, but places like Hanoi up north, there's often police enforcement closing restaurants. So we were sitting in a restaurant at 10 o'clock, they were saying, we're closing now.
Don't we have guards coming in sometimes to close up the pubs?
Not at 10 o'clock, though.
No, 10 is early.
Are you implying we have some kind of communist state?
Will she call the baby Viva Las? Has anyone cracked that gag to you?
Yes, they have. Who's text tweeted that in?
51552.
I think I know.
Will she call the baby Viva Las? Vegas.
There's been a spate of strange names recently. And I made that joke yesterday to someone saying we're going to call him Viva Las.
Viva Las.
Yeah.
I remember when I told my funny dad, a text says, I was getting married, and he quipped, ah, well, son, you can't be happy all your life.
Well, that's true as well. But you can be happy for... Happiness is a choice.
Happiness is a warm gun.
Excuse me?
That's
just
the
song. What?
It's a warm gun.
Happiness is a warm coffee cake, isn't it?
Oh, you got that right. We have to say goodbye.
Oh, no, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Now.
Well, good luck to all the mammies. Like I said, I have my favourite. I won't say who it is, because that's...
So you're going to have the baby in what, by Christmas, is that the hope?
I would imagine by 2018.
Okay, yeah. So you might have a little Easter rising baby.
I would. Well, yeah, it's anywhere in the next 5 to 8 weeks.
So we won't see you, it's unlikely we'll see you before then.
God. Well, I'm here next week if you're around.
No, I'm not.
Oh, are you not?
It'll take you a few days to go off and walk it all off.
Can I come with you?
No, you cannot. Jeez, it's meant to be relaxing.
I'll bring cake.
Yes, okay. You definitely can come with us. Maya Dunphy, we wish you well in everything
Thank
that
you.
Happens. Look after yourself.
Oh,
we'll
God.
See you soon.